It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
McDonald, this man became a man over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he did.
They need him to.
Well, it's awesome when a young player gets challenged, right? When he's presented an opportunity and then lives up to it.
Right.
That's all you can ask for.
Yes.
For a guy that you drafted that high is live up to the opportunity when it comes your way.
Yes.
And he did it. Like, so last week, it was a couple of cheapies, right? It just is what it is.
Sure.
Not his fault. They were cheapies. Three sacks is a lot, but cheapies. These will work at it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Destroy the guy across from you, sacks. And that's exactly what they needed defensively, and it's exactly what you need from him going forward. Games aren't going to be this easy.
I get that.
It's hard to win in the NFL.
Sure.
24-3 doesn't happen very often, but when you have an opportunity to do it, and you take as much advantage of it as you can.
Absolutely, and to be a winning team, to be a really good team, to be a team that makes the postseason, to be a team that, dare I say, competes for a championship, there's a lot of things you got to do right.
Yeah.
And one of the things you have to do right is when a mediocre to bad team comes into your building, you have to take their freaking soul, okay? You can't let them hang around. You've got to destroy football teams.
Right.
So no one is going to confuse the New England Patriots with a playoff team, despite some thinking through 2 weeks, you know what? They beat the Bengals. They almost beat the Seahawks. Maybe they're good, or maybe they're not, and maybe it's just the NFL. But quite frankly, I don't care. I don't give a damn if they're good or if they're not good. The Jets needed to take care of business last night. They needed to show that they can dominate, and they did. And honestly, like, if they would have won this game 9-6 or 20-17, I said this to you the other day, take a win, bank it, clean up your mistakes, and move on. It was such a complete awesome effort, and granted it's against a bad team, but it's only week three, and every single week, this team is getting better and better and better.
And they're going to continue to get better and better and better, and so much of it is because of their run game, because of their running backs. It's the running game, but it's also the running backs, and I love Braylon's comments about why he got drafted so late because of the Underwear Olympics, also known as the Combine. But I don't think we've scratched the surface on what this offense can do.
That's right.
Mike Williams is so good at catching the football.
50-50 balls are his specialty.
But even bad balls that aren't on target. Garrett Wilson, you know, you saw these videos that emerge after the game where Aaron is trying to get him in the right place. Hey, Garrett, get over there. Hey, G, you know, come on, get back here. Get set right now. I got to snap the ball. So he's still learning. And yet, It's a new offensive line. You worry a little bit about Morgan Moses, obviously the right tackle who went out and missed the rest of the game in the third quarter. But still, like, this offensive line played really well. So how much better can they get is what's exciting. The other takeaway from this that I say is, for a year ago, all you wanted to talk about until the last game of the season, the last Patriots game of the season, was how dominant the New England Patriots have historically been over the New York Jets.
Yeah.
That is dead.
Say it louder.
It is dead.
It is what?
The Jets no longer ever have to fear the New England Patriots because they have exercised that ridiculous, however long, 8-year streak, whatever it was, and it is dead. The Jets are going up, the Patriots are staying flat, and if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And I love that they're overtaking the New England Patriots.
Yes.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.